When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natures Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Declutter Your Mind, authors S.J. Scott and Barry Davenport tackle the pervasive issue of mental clutter that plagues many individuals in the modern age. Through this enlightening book, readers are guided on a journey towards a clearer, more focused mind, free from the constraints of overwhelming stress, worry, and persistent negative thoughts. Packaged within these pages is a wealth of actionable advice, compiled with the purpose of helping you to unload the burdens that hinder your mental clarity and peace. With its practical approach, Declutter Your Mind serves as a roadmap to a more serene, joyous life, emphasizing the importance of mindfulness, simplified living, and a well-nurtured mental state. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding mental clutter. Mental clutter refers to the relentless barrage of thoughts, worries, and stresses that occupy our minds on a day-to-day basis. It's the mental noise that prevents us from focusing, making decisions, and enjoying the present moment. Declutter Your Mind delves into the roots of this clutter, identifying common causes such as overcommitment, the digital information overload, and the pursuit of perfectionism. Understanding the origin of mental clutter is the first step in addressing it, allowing for a strategized approach in mitigating its impact on our lives. Secondly, practicing mindfulness. Mindfulness is highlighted as a cornerstone technique in combating mental clutter. The book outlines how incorporating mindfulness practices into one's daily routine fosters a heightened state of self-awareness and presence. By engaging in mindfulness exercises, readers learn to gently observe their thoughts and feelings without judgment or attachment, leading to a decrease in stress and worry. This section provides actionable advice on how to cultivate a mindfulness practice, emphasizing its benefits in achieving a decluttered mind. Thirdly, simplifying your life. Simplification is presented as another key strategy in clearing mental clutter. Declutter Your Mind proposes that by streamlining your life, whether it's your commitments, possessions, or relationships, you can reduce the stimuli that contribute to mental chaos. This section of the book offers practical steps for embarking on a decluttering journey, touching on the significance of setting priorities, learning to say no, and embracing a minimalist lifestyle. Simplifying one's life creates space for what truly matters, facilitating a more focused and contented state of mind. Fourthly, eliminating negative thinking patterns. Addressing the patterns of negative thinking that contribute to mental clutter is another focal point of Declutter Your Mind. The authors explore cognitive distortions that lead to pessimistic thought patterns and unnecessary worries. Readers are guided through strategies for recognizing, challenging, and ultimately changing these harmful thought patterns. By adopting a more positive mindset, individuals can significantly lower their stress levels and improve their overall mental well-being. This section is crucial for anyone looking to break free from the cycle of negative thinking and achieve a more optimistic outlook on life. Lastly, cultivating a stress-free routine. Developing a routine that supports mental wellness and minimizes stress is fundamental in maintaining a decluttered mind. Declutter Your Mind offers advice on structuring your day to include activities that promote mental health, such as exercise, adequate sleep, and hobbies that bring joy. The importance of establishing boundaries and taking regular digital detoxes is also emphasized. By creating a routine that aligns with one's personal and professional goals, individuals can enjoy greater peace of mind and resilience against the stresses of daily life. In conclusion, Declutter Your Mind is an essential read for anyone feeling overwhelmed by stress, worry, and relentless negative thinking. S.J. Scott and Barry Davenport meticulously guide readers through the process of identifying and eliminating sources of mental clutter with the aim of achieving a serene and focused mind. This book is particularly beneficial for those seeking to improve their mindfulness, adopt a simpler lifestyle, and develop positive thinking patterns. By applying the principles outlined in this guide, readers can expect to experience significant improvements in their mental clarity, stress levels, and the overall quality of life. Declutter Your Mind doesn't just offer temporary relief, but provides the tools for a lasting transformation towards a more joyous and fulfilling existence. If you would like to support S.J. Scott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.